There we go. Okay, good morning. It is July the 1st, 2019. It's 6:38 in the morning. It's 68 degrees, mostly cloudy. It's a little humid. Good day for walking. So, new month. I got 102 miles last month. And I got a little grid tracker set up for this month, so I'll know how well I'm doing in terms of the time slots that I have available to walk.
Great.
Good morning. So the goal is 100 miles again. The 31 days, I looked it up. So 4 times 31 is actually 124. So anything over 100 miles is bonus miles. I don't get any extra for bonus miles, but I do get the satisfaction of the endorphins in my body, of the control of mental state. So 100 miles, if I get 100 miles, that's good. If I get more, that's better. We'll see how it goes. The other goal for the month was to get up to 75 push-ups a day. Right now I'm doing 3 sets of 15, so 45. Over the course of the day. Not all at once. I've been doing 3 in the morning, 3 around noon, 3 in the evening, 3. No, 1 set. No, not 3, 1. I set in the morning, set around noon, set in the end of the day. So we'll do 15 at a time. Do that for a week or so. Sometime after the 10th, I'll start doing 20. And then sometime after the 20th, I'll be up to be able to go to 25. 25, 3 times a day, that's 75 push-ups a day. Let's see if we can't get some of this upper body strength back that I've lost over the last year or so. Somebody, and I won't put anybody on the spot by naming names on this one, but somebody actually approached me about what's my motivation. What is it that motivates me? It's a general question, because the observed behavior is... When I got the initial diagnosis of diabetes, it was like, okay, all hands on deck. Gung-ho, hoo-ah, motivated, gonna get it done, gonna get it under control. And I did. Dropped, Jesus, I don't know what it was, 35, 40 pounds. And changed my diet, changed everything that I ate. And then after about 6 or 8 months, the numbers were down, my weight was down, I was feeling good. I didn't walk very much over the winter. My weight started going up. I stopped using the treadmill. And sure enough,
over the next
18 months or so. Because that really was, that was back in 2017. It all sort of unraveled and I kind of lost my way. And then I got this new set of blood work back and it's problematic and I'm diving back into it again and it's almost like I need a little external smack in the head to be motivated to do the things that that in all honesty I would be so much better off, so much happier, so much less stressed if I just did them all the time. Things like, oh, I don't know, writing. Now I've been writing. I've written every day. Every day I've written. Sometimes it wasn't very much. Sometimes it was like, okay, we're going to put a paragraph here. And then I get distracted and go away. But I keep Scrivener open. Yeah, I'm kind of hooked on Scrivener. It's still a pain in the ass. The editor does not want to do what I want the editor to do. But I tried setting the preferences. Preferences don't seem to stick. I'm not quite sure what I'm doing wrong. It took me a long time to find the preferences. At any rate, I have been writing every day. But I haven't been doing this recording the word, so I've got a word tracking sheet that doesn't have anything on it for like the last 2 months. In large part because if I put the word tracking on when I was chopping words out, I was spending a lot of time reducing the word count, which wasn't exactly helpful. So I was like, what's my motivation? What is my motivation? It's like a character actor. What is my motivation? What is it that I really want? Watching Lucifer, what is it that you truly desire? And I don't know that I have an answer. I have a bunch of answers. Right now, I want to get that book done. But that's kind of a... It's kind of a hollow. It's a thing. I want to get this done. Get it off my plate. I want to get on to writing something new and fun, different. And so I'm one of these people, in psychological terms, I have an internal locus of control. I don't see that the world happens to me. My sort of base philosophical perspective is that I happen to the world. So, pretty much, if it doesn't happen, it's because I didn't do it. Or, it's my fault. Get ready. Sit with me. On post. And yet that internal locus of control doesn't... it doesn't extend to my everyday sort of, this is what I'm going to do today motivation. And I think, I don't want to lean too much on it, but I think a part of it is that in spite of the fact that I know, intellectually I know, that If I walk, actually, if I walk 4 miles a day, if I do 2 miles in the morning, 2 miles at night, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better right now. I walked 100 miles last month. I had a little woohoo milestone that I made. I'm counting down to day 2000 for the morning walk. Today, like 18. I don't know what it is, 18. It's more than 1812 because that was the other day. So it's like 18, 14, 18, 15, something like that. So I'm counting down to 2000, which is, yeah, it's like 4 or 5 months away, but. Day 2000, a podcast episode 2000, that's 4,000 miles. That's a lot of podcasts. It's a lot of miles. So I have these little sort of touch points that I can use to kind of help me stay focused on the goal. And the difficulty, I think, is that just like word count, just like finishing the book, the goal is a kind of an external thing. It's sort of an arbitrary point. It's not the thing that's important. It's just the touchstone that I use to measure the progress. But the problem is that I don't know that I have a goal. Put it in story terms. If I put it in story terms, it's like, I don't know what I want. I don't know what this character wants. What this character wants is, I don't know, peace? Comfort? It's like, well, you know, do I want, it's not like I really want fame. Fortune would be nice. I would go with fortune. And fortune is definitely tied to writing more books. I don't know if I told you, but I did find a report that told me from Amazon how many ebooks I've sold. Lifetime. And I'm disappointed it's not as many as I thought. But I had a feeling that it probably wasn't, because if I had sold as many as I thought, then I'd be a lot richer. But I've sold 185,000 books, the ebooks. It doesn't count page views, it doesn't count anything else, it just counts the ebooks on Amazon since I started selling books back in 2010. 185,000 units. And apparently Amazon rewards you if you sell 100,000 units of a single book, and I haven't got an Amazon reward yet, so I haven't sold 100,000 books of any one title yet. I'm okay with that. 185,000 books is still a lot of books. I know it's not. I thought I was selling up towards a quarter of a million, but all right, 185,000. So I'm only at like not quite 200,000. I got a few more months to break 200,000. What do I want? I got therapy later this morning, so I'm sort of warming up for my therapist. What is it that I want? What is it that I truly desire? Oh, that's interesting. Some big sunflowers growing up out of the dirt here. Out of the, there's the stone verge instead of grass. River rock. It's pretty weedy. So So what is it that I want? I'm 66 years old. I keep thinking, like, well, I'd like to go to Europe, I'd like to go to Paris, I'd like to go to Edinburgh. I'd like to go to Mumbai. I think I'd like to go to Angkor Wat. Well, I don't know that I care about those things. Oh, it's white. There it is. I've been looking for the white poppy. The spiny white poppy. There's a spiny white poppy blossom right there. I don't know that I really care about those things as much as I thought I might have once upon a time. So what do I want? I don't have a lot of good answers. So yeah, what motivates me? I don't know. I can recognize intellectually that I do better in a routine, and my ADHD brain goes, ha! Yeah, right. So, I'm constantly sabotaging it myself because I have an internal locus of control. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.